Welcome back to another episode of Black and a Half.
It's a fabulous episode.
Fabulous. Beyond fabulous. It is amazing. It is joygasmic. You are going to love this one.
Episode 12.
12. Can you count that?
We're in double digits.
Double digits.
Like, we're almost official. We're
preteens at this point.
Right. We're growing our puberty hairs.
Yes.
Just coming out.
That's right.
That's a nice first visual one for everyone.
Mom, what's this?
And helping us break almost into pubescence is Jay Irwin.
Jay Irwin, the one, the only.
Writer.
Reviewer.
I don't think he's a writer, actually.
Okay. Well, definitely reviewer.
Well, he's a writer in that sense. Yeah, I was thinking playwright, screenwriter. No. But you're right. Yeah, review
actor.
Actor. And he's acting in a web series.
Yep.
That's become very popular around town that you have to check out, especially if you're his friend.
Exactly.
And have said, oh, I haven't seen it. You got to check it out.
Yeah, don't be a lame friend.
Yeah.
Because everybody has one of those.
Chop Saki Boom. I love to say it.
Yeah, that's...
I'm going to say that in bed next time.
It's got a good ring to it. Chop Saki Boom.
Like, how do you like it, baby? Chop Saki Boom.
So racist, and he has his glasses on, which make him
racist.
Asian.
I wasn't saying it racist.
Oh, okay.
No, I just meant orgasmic.
Oh, like,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I think that's what everyone should cry.
Not to be confused with Saki Bomb that just came out.
Right.
That's a softcore.
We don't want to get involved in a lawsuit between the two.
Yeah.
But this web series should win because it's awesome. I checked it out.
Amazing
production value.
Yes.
Amazing. You got to check this out. They got a great talent. They just finished a Kickstarter that is going to give them their second season.
Yep.
It's terrific. I'm really excited about it. I'm very proud of Jay. I've known him for a while now as a fellow actor. And now he's got this web series. I hope it takes off because it's really, I think it's very original.
Yeah.
He'll tell you all about it in the episode. It's funny. And then we got to talk to him about a bunch of nerdy stuff.
Exactly. And me and Silas are going to be doing a Kickstarter to get new houses. So if you
want
to go ahead and pitch in money for that.
It has to be artistic, so they're going to be documentaries.
Yes, they're going to be documentaries on how we scammed all of you to pay for our houses.
Not scammed. That's a harsh word.
Okay, not scammed, but...
Enticed
you guys to buy us new homes and how the project went perfect.
Yeah. And but also be on the lookout for some news coming out. We got some news coming out. I'm not going to drop it now.
I don't know.
But we got stuff coming.
Big news.
Big news coming. So
oh,
you got to stay and listen. So why should we share it for you if you're not going to stay and listen? If you're not going to listen, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that
right
now.
That'd just be pointless.
But might be in the next few episodes. We got some stuff to tell you. So subscribe on iTunes.
Yep.
If you're not yet, subscribe on iTunes. Rate us. So please rate us.
Rate us high. Don't be that guy to go in and just give us one star just because you're having a bad day.
Right. Just because you're on Local Comedians and you don't like us.
Local Comedians and you had a bad day and you had a bad set.
Why are they doing stuff at the parlor?
Why are they doing jokes about this and I can't say jokes about that? Don't be that guy.
Why can't I make black jokes?
Why can't I say the N-word? Yeah, because you're not black or a half.
Yeah. And if you feel bad about any of that, go rate us on iTunes.
Exactly.
That's what we're saying. They can like our fan page, too.
Yeah.
Like our fan page. I didn't like how we're browbeating them into liking
us. Yeah, exactly. If you don't like us, I'm sorry you suck at life.
But you're all here. We know to listen to Jay Irwin, so we're going to get to that.
Yes.
Here he is, the fun, the fabulous Jay Irwin.
Jay Irwin. Black and a half.
Black and a half.
Stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive.
And then, of course, there's me, 4 score, 7 years ago. Yada da 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 da.
New glasses,
all right.
New leg.
So were you only half freed? Is that the way it
yes.
works?
Yes. I was. he gets off early.
Did you free yourself?
not since I got married.
I freed
myself.
Yeah. Good times.
just because she doesn't go on vacations without me.
Damn. Yeah.
I know.
We need a man vacation. We need to go to Vegas. Just the dudes. That'd be fun.
Hangover 4.
You're right. Exactly. somebody's going to die. It'd be fun.
I've not
You haven't been to Vegas.
I have not been alone.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I can't even think of when I've had an alone time. Like, because that was like, I went to Portland a couple weeks ago, and I was like, that was the first time I've been alone in like 9 months. But I was like, actually, I had somebody in the car the whole time with me, and then I stayed with somebody there. So it was really like, it was the trip from the theater to the house that I was staying at.
Yeah.
So like for a while, I was like,
it's funny. You don't get very much alone time as you become an adult.
No.
No. You can't even watch like porn by yourself. That's,
no.
I don't know about that. I find time.
See? Yeah. See, that's you got to just strategize, I guess. You know, you got to.
You know, single guy. I'm sorry. I'm constantly alone.
We're going to get you laid this episode. Well, awesome. not at this. Awesome. Well, not this episode.
So, but Neil like, Patrick eventually. Harris is listening?
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah. NPH.
Boom.
Jay Irwin. Jay Irwin, I didn't get to prep me.
You didn't get to prep me.
Because I forgot heard, stuff.
I've never done a thing. Nothing. I sell insurance.
There you go.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I do. I collect stamps.
Awesome.
But only with cats on them because I like my 30 cats that I own to see themselves in the stamp.
Nice. It's badass.
They lick them for me when I affix them to things. It's a thing we do.
The insurance you sell is happiness. You sell happiness.
I sell happiness insurance? Oh.
Yes.
Man, Jay Irwin is the Renaissance man of Seattle.
Oh.
That's what I would say.
Oh, yeah. Let's call me that.
What?
I'm excited.
Stage director.
Okay.
Stage actor.
Sure.
Yep.
Currently in a web series.
Okay, sure.
Chop. Saki Boom.
It's a mouthful.
Nice.
theater reviewer.
Wow.
Yeah.
For Broadway World.
Broadwayworld.com. Yes.
Broadwayworld.com. He's a reviewer.
What do you mean? You didn't like Memphis?
Yeah.
Oddly, you love Memphis.
Oddly enough, was my first review ever.
Really?
On Broadway World. That was the one that got me the job.
It was interesting. My girlfriend took me to go see that, and when they said the N-word, we all just looked at her like,
what? being an actor in the town of Seattle here, has being a reviewer got you in trouble?
Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've made some enemies. I have certain theaters that I know I never need audition for again. I have.
Is that a good thing though? Are
sometimes,
you fine with it?
Sometimes. Yeah. No. It's really interesting because most people in town I find are thoroughly professional about separating reviewer Jay and just me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've found that there are some people in town that really take a review personally, even though it's just it's one person's opinion.
Yeah.
And I have gotten nastygrams. Afterwards, I have gotten shot many a dirty look when I see another show, and it's just it comes with the territory.
You know, it's very interesting because it's like I feel like as you know, performers, actors, comedians, we always want that approval. You know, so it's like I'm not gonna lie. I go on Yelp and I'm always waiting to like read that one review where it's like that black comedian was not funny at all. I haven't found it yet, but
how
I'm
would
sure.
they know that it was you? How would you know it was you?
Well,
there's so many black comedians.
Yeah, there's only one black comedian, pretty much.
They get to say that black person in Bellevue.
Yeah, true.
And
no,
it
was interesting.
It was
I got stopped at a what you call it? I got stopped at a softball
traffic
game.
Light? Okay.
At a softball game this week, and this girl was like, "Oh my gosh, you're a comedian, right? We saw you the other night. The guy after you was really funny." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." But she was like, "No, you were funny too. But we liked the middle guy the best." And it was Donnell Rawlings that weekend. And I was like, "All right, so it's good." But at least
imagine if there were. I bet there are in other towns if there were comedy reviewers.
Oh God, yeah, that would be. Yeah, punchlines are lacking, you know.
Punchlines are lacking.
No message
really
in this.
No.
Yeah.
So, but has it helped you at all?
I mean, depends on what you call help. I mean, it's definitely gotten me more known around the theater community, and I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling a friend the other night, I actually can't go see a show anymore just to see a show, because as soon as I walk in the door, everyone at the theater's like, are you reviewing? And I'll look at them and say, no, actually, I'm not. I'm just here to support my friends that are in the show. And I've had people say this to me. I kid you not. They look at me and go, oh, well, thanks for coming anyway. And I'm like, I'm not enough. I bought a ticket. Yeah. You don't want my... you know, $10 or however much it is.
But now, now your opinion matters, though. I mean, even more so than maybe what it did before.
Yeah, I you know, and you say that, and that my opinion matters. And I also always say that I never actually believe anyone reads my reviews. I believe that I hit send and they go out in the ether and that's it.
Yeah.
No one ever sees them. So when people say, oh, I read your review, I really liked it, I'll go, what? Why are you reading that? What were you doing on that site?
Right.
But, you know, I guess in some respect it does. Mm-hmm. I mean, and, you know, I've been doing this for, gosh, 4 years now. Mm. So I've kind of made a little bit of a name for myself in that respect. But yes, there are certain companies out there, certain theater people out there that I know for a fact, mm-hmm. hate my guts.
Wow.
And I am that evil theater critic out there that is just out there to destroy them. And in fact, one of the nasty grams that I got, was very short and to the point. He basically wrote, you know, when printed, your reviews make excellent toilet paper. And I was very tempted to reply to him back to him saying, yeah, so does your script. I did not.
Good choice.
I let it go. And, I will refrain from telling the entire sordid story, but unfortunately the correspondence kept going and it wasn't based on me. I was not replying at all.
Mm-hmm.
And finally I responded back to him and I said, you know, contrary to popular belief, reviewers are not mustache twirling villains sitting in the dark waiting for something wrong to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We actually want the show to be good. We want to enjoy ourselves. We want to support good theater, but we are not doing a service to anyone by not calling out problems.
Exactly.
That is our job. And it's not that we're mean people. It's not that we're bitter, you know, wannabe actors. We're just, we have experience and mm-hmm. we're trying to say, hey, you know, this wasn't so great. Maybe you could do better.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, and I was one of them. A lot of actors out there think that reviewers are just evil people. I was one of them before I became one. Because, you know, it's constantly, oh, the reviewer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're not bad people. We're just doing our job. And, without us, you could just go in blindly to every single show and take your chances. I actually have several friends that come to me and say, I actually don't go see a show unless I've seen if you have reviewed it or not.
Wow.
Huh. And, you know, one certain friend of mine, he's always like, if you say it's not that great, then I probably will give that one a miss.
Mm.
And because he and I tend to agree.
That's awesome.
Over history. And
I got to imagine that's part of it. Like, you have to sort of get a following of people who, like, at first they read that you liked something and they went in. They have to agree with you.
Of course.
A certain number of times. And then they're like, okay, I'm just going to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I started watching Buffy, actually, was because of Janet.
Cole, oh, yeah.
Our mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard them talking about other shows that I liked mm-hmm. so much that, like, when they started talking about Buffy, mm-hmm. the Vampire Slayer, and I was like, what? That show? And they're like, no, it's really good. I said, well, they say it's good, so I'm mm-hmm. going to give it a check out here.
Yeah.
That's here true. I would assume that, you know, people, if they're continuing to read me and say, oh, he liked this, he didn't like this, that corresponds with me. I'm going to keep reading this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to happen with any reviewer. I, you know, it's kind of why I always like to read Roger Ebert stuff, because he and I always tended to agree.
We lost, gosh, both of them. Man. Sad day.
That was a sad day. That was some sadness there. Even after his illness, he kept working, which was great.
That was amazing.
But
felt bad I didn't know about his illness.
Okay.
So what was the actual? I mean, because I knew he had cancer.
I'm not exactly certain.
Oh, the
exactly
jaw.
Yeah, the jaw.
He had a portion of his jaw removed. Yeah, or something like that.
But his wife still, like, man, she was like by him. You know, he was dipping in the chocolate. Did you know that?
Oh, his
wife was black.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Black community, we know shit like that.
Okay.
Well, it's because you all know each other, right?
Exactly, right? Okay. That's how we roll. We're like, hey, you know.
You only know half the silence.
It's like, girl, you dating Roger.
Just emailing each other exactly. on Black Facebook.
Black women are into Black women are into large white men.
They are. So, hey, get in where you fit in.
It was when he died and they showed his picture. I was like, what's wrong? What happened to him? Like, yeah. Like I had no idea smiling. That he had,
Yeah, it was the cancer kind of ravaged him.
I was like, oh, that's why I hadn't seen him.
Yeah. What got, what'd you call it, the other one, Siskel. What happened? Did he get cancer also? Or?
I think he did, if I remember correctly. That was several years back.
Yeah, that was a while back. Yeah. So
maybe it's the movie popcorn.
It's been a crazy week. What else do we have happen
what?
This week?
That wasn't this week.
Well, I know, but it's like I'm thinking of other. Who
this
else?
Is current. This is May.
This is current.
Want people to think like, this oh, is, well,
we're but, in May.
Yes, oh, I know, right? Where did time go? But we lost. We lost another pioneer, Chris Kelly from Criss Cross.
Yeah, I don't know which one.
He's the dark one. He's the dark one. You don't remember the?
They're
dark
both
one.
Dark.
Well, the one was light, and the other one was dark. So, Daddy Mac. I don't know. It was
he made me jump. That's
yeah,
all
yeah. He
I
made
know.
You jump. It was when he died. It was wiggity wiggity whack.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I would try and say that phrase, but I'm entirely too white to do it. It would come out, it was wickety, wickety whack, and I would be mocked severely.
Yeah, hey. I think it was a good track. A good track.
I actually don't really know much of their stuff, not to offend. It's just that
they didn't really have it.
Well, they've never done a Broadway musical, so that's why I am out of the loop.
Yes. Yeah. There should be one on their life.
I'm sure it's happening soon, you know. The you know Broadway's crying for it.
Yeah.
Are there any hip hop musicals yet?
Actually, Jay-Z and
They're working on one.
Yeah, they're working on one. It's like Annie, but it's like
is it the Hard Knock?
Well,
line?
No,
he
that, they're working on a movie version. For
oh,
that.
A movie version. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
The revival of Annie's already gone up, but yeah, they were working on a movie version. It was supposed to be with Willow Smith.
Oh, okay.
But now she, last report I heard, she, said she didn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, wow.
And she's kind of getting a little too old to play Annie anyway. Yeah. So, but I think they are still working on it.
Oh, okay.
I think there was talk of like Beyonce being involved.
Wow.
Wait, a stage version?
Or no,
that's
movie,
the
version,
movie version.
Movie version.
Oh, yeah.
A hip Annie?
I think Jamie Foxx said that he's going to also be part of the, I don't know if he's directing or something. But,
I think I heard his name involved. As
what black actor would be a great Daddy Warbucks?
Like I think it was Jamie Foxx who they're using
I think
this.
They were talking about him for Daddy Warbucks, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, then would there be a white Punjab?
I don't know.
Could
be. It's entirely possible.
Yeah.
You know.
Michael Caine.
Right? Yeah.
Michael Caine could be a Punjab. Exactly.
White Punjab.
He's kind of magical anyway.
Yeah.
I was reading something
they need
this
a magical
week.
White man.
No, yeah. I was reading something this week that they were going to make another white superhero black. And somebody was getting pissed about it. Oh, yeah, Fantastic Four. They were going to do Human Torch.
Oh, Human Torch?
Yeah, they were going to do, what's his name?
Is that already color?
Johnny Storm.
Yeah, Johnny Storm.
They better not make him a Native American.
Yeah.
I just turned extra red.
Oh.
Zing.
That would be
bad. You're getting letters now.
I am good. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about the... So there's somebody who's written an official letter, like somebody important about the Washington Redskins proposing an official name
they
change,
want to change the name
for them. I was like, don't change the name Redskins, just change the character to like Admiral Akbar.
There you go.
Like, you know, but then that's offensive to squids. So squid people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what did they want
Disney,
to change it to?
Disney moaned the Mighty Ducks, right? Yeah. They need to own a football team.
There you go.
With all the tie-ins they could do with the like the Admiral Akbar.
Yeah.
The Washington calamari. That'd be great.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, they'd be mocked severely every time they hike the football, the other team would just go, "It's a trap." Just mocks.
It would be funny as if it was a trap.
It would have been a trap.
It was a trap. Oh, they're calling our plays all the time. I don't understand.
What's called Jason Collins? You heard about him?
He got one play. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about him.
He came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh good.
Yeah, basketball player.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's actually a comic had a great joke about it last night.
So it's true. There are gay black people.
There. Yeah. Exactly. It's funny because I was
he's
saying
it though, right?
Yeah. Probably. I was actually saying. Like to Jay and Kane last night in the green room, I was like, dude, that would be the perfect ploy if he wasn't gay to get re-signed in the NBA. Like, his stats are horrible, and he's like, dude, I got to get back on. Okay.
That's what somebody brought up.
Okay.
Was the fact that he is a bad – they're like, oh, I was really impressed that he came out until I saw his record. Like, It's that it's not like Jackie Robinson of, you know, being the first black player. Like, you want somebody, oh, thanks for coming out, man. Could you just be a little better?
Yeah,
you
know, if it was like LeBron, it would be like,
I'm sorry, this sounds like a really bad Adam Sandler movie waiting to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
This premise. He's like, oh, my stats are horrible. I'm gay now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
see that movie.
The sequel to, what was that, Chuck and or whatever.
Oh, Chuck and Larry?
Larry, yeah, Chuck and Larry.
I didn't see it. The commercials kind of offended me to begin with. Yeah. So, but, you know.
Kevin James and Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Kevin James.
To happen.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I was thinking, oh, it's really cool. And then I was like, oh, man, if he's not that good, though, does that take anything away? I wonder. Does it? Do you feel like it?
I don't think it takes anything away from the fact that he did it. I mean, it's unless he was actually trying to reboot his career, which I hope not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really just means a lot more to kids out there that are maybe struggling with this, that they can now go, oh wait, look, there's somebody else. You know, he may suck at his job, but he's made it to the NBA.
Exactly.
So he's got to actually have some amount of talent.
Yeah,
there.
I think it's huge because I don't think that there's any active players. I mean, like, even in the NFL, you always hear people coming out afterwards.
But oh yeah,
it's like, I think it would mean the world to a lot of these kids if, you know, somebody came out during, you know, actually playing.
Yeah, there's a really amazing play out there called Take Me Out. Mm. I don't know if you've heard of it. About a baseball player.
Mm.
Kind of got to think like, you know, the Michael Jordan of baseball, even though Michael Jordan did play baseball, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's got all the endorsements. The kids love him. He's the icon.
Right.
And then he comes out and it's how the team and his friends and stuff deal with it. It's really an incredible play.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of press on Broadway because most of it was done in the locker room.
Oh, really?
So guys were showering on stage. So, you know, so that got butts in seats.
All right.
I remember when...
Butts on stage get butts in seats.
Exactly. Yes. There was more than butts on stage. But I still remember the rep did it. The rep did a production of it, and I went to go see it. And it's just an incredible play to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, and down the aisle from me, down the row from me, there were these little ladies watching. And every time one of the guys came out naked, you know, to get in the shower, there was... And all I'm thinking is like, you know, lady, I'm trying to listen to dialogue here. Go watch a porn.
Yeah, exactly.
Now my question, does that take away anything from the play? The fact that if the one time they finally knew a play about a gay man coming out, that's awesome. They put it in the locker room and show lots of butts. Should it have, or?
You know, I'm of two minds about this. Most of me says, if it's going to get people to see a really, really good play, more power to you.
Mm-hmm.
If all it had going for it was butts on stage, then who really cares? When it's gratuitous and it has nothing to do with the play, then yes, I have a problem with it. But I think this was such an amazing play. And a lot of the struggles that were happening with the play, with the dialogue, was, you know, how does the rest of the team be in a locker room with a guy who's gay now, you know, and or who's been gay this entire time, and what's been going on. So no, I don't think it was gratuitous at all. I think, yes, definitely, it got butts in seats.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it also got an amazing work out there, and
that's awesome,
and an incredible author too.
Did you rate this one?
Trying to remember. No.
So
no,
if you were,
before my time.
Oh, okay, if you were to rate it though, what would you give it out of 5 stars?
Out of 5 stars, oh, that sucker.
That's a short star.
Okay, what about 10?
10 stars?
I just always multiply it by 2, I guess.
It is 5. So, I guess there are 5.
No, it's 5 stars. Yeah. I would say it's, you know, 4.5. I mean, it's a pretty damn good play.
Is it still going, or is it?
Well, I mean, it's still around.
Oh, okay.
It's not still going on Broadway. It was several years ago.
Oh, okay.
Plays rarely last
more than.
Yeah.
It was a straight play.
It was a straight play.
I mean.
I got it. It was a gay straight play. Wait a minute, what?
Manny's not in the world.
So yeah.
So usually when you say straight play, it means there's no music.
It's not a musical.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's what it means.
Oh, okay.
But yes, it was a play without music.
Yeah. Yeah, plays don't last long.
No, not at all. I mean, if they last for 2 years, you're really doing something special.
How long did Cats last?
Well, Cats, let's not talk about that. That's a musical, and it's also a big old POS. So we don't want to talk about the kiddies here, at least not in my presence.
Cats was existed for men who don't know anything about theater to try to impress their dates and fail.
Totally.
Because they're like, oh, it's a musical. It's the longest running. I'll bring my date there. Wow. And it'll be like, oh, thanks for bringing me to a crappy musical that all the tourists come to.
Well, I mean, it really depends on if their date knows anything about musical theater, too, because there are plenty of people out there that think Cats is just the be-all, end-all.
Yeah.
And, you know, most everybody else that actually is really into theater, like, I'm a total theater whore geek. I mean, if you want to talk about my geekdom, that's it. You know, people that know usually if they like Cats, it's because of a nostalgic aspect of it was like the first show they saw or something like that. But it's definitely not one of my favorite. Oh, are we
just
doing
coaster? Just coaster.
Oh, they're coasters. I was like, you're handing me a script. I thought we were doing a reading.
No, we're
apparently
reading right
we're
now.
Doing Grease. I'm so excited.
Awesome. This one.
I don't know.
Is what, that the kids version?
A Piece of My Heart.
Piece of My Heart.
And this one, I just have to know because The Matchmaker.
Matchmaker. Wow. Hey.
Sorry.
You know a song.
Oh, I do.
So good.
Fine. Did you go to musicals?
No. Well, actually, no. My dad used to take me to, like, Peter and the Wolf as a kid. We saw, what was another one? Nutcracker, we always would
see. Ballet.
The ballet. We went to, yeah, not music. So, yeah, we went to
the ballet. Pacific Northwest Ballet one?
No, this is in California when I was growing up. Cool. Yeah, so. I'm trying to think. Did I ever go to any musicals?
Took you to the ballet?
Yeah. Maybe he wanted us to be cultured. So, we went to Catholic school. We went to, we'd see random productions.
Is your dad rich?
Not anymore.
Was he?
It seemed like he was. He used to work at this place called Thrifty's. I think it was Rite Aid bought him out. But he was Thrifty. He was a manager. We used to think this dude had all the money in the world, man. They were living like the Huxtables for a while there. But, after they got a divorce, that shit, we were moving on down, man. It's not like the Jeffersons, man. So.
Wait, so is that why?
Reverse Jeffersons.
Right.
Is that why you're so white?
I think so, probably.
Did he
do
the ballet? Was he, was your dad, was he,
he's black.
Was he a sellout?
He's black. Sort of, here's the thing about him. He was, so he grew up in Oakland, right? He grew up around, like, a few, like, thugs and stuff, but, so his dad is, my grandpa's half white, and my grandma, you know, and he's half white, half black, and then my grandma's black, but I think they sent him to pretty nice schools. My grandma always dressed him. Like, my dad was always big on, he was like, I want you to speak proper. He was like, I want you to be eloquent. I want you to, you know, dance to the beat of your own drum and stuff. But I don't know.
On rhythm. But
yeah, exactly, right? So, but it was like, man, we had a huge house as a kid. And then when they got a divorce, it was like everybody just kind of went their own separate way. That shit was crazy, man. So, but it was cool because it, like, I went to the ghetto.
Did he ever say, you need to get to the ballet, motherfucker?
His favorite line was, I don't give a shit. And I think he would say it exactly like that.
It's like very Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, exactly, right? And so you didn't know how to take it, man.
Your dad was Samuel L. Jackson?
I think he was.
Because he's really rich now, so he's got all that Avengers money going on.
Right?
Oh, we got to get to the ballets, motherfucker.
Bitch, get in the goddamn car. It's my dad, man. He's insane.
Did he talk to her in the ballet?
No,
talk it up.
He probably did. He was like, check this shit
get
out.
Get out of it. Go over there.
No.
What's he doing?
Twirl, motherfucker, twirl.
That's a sketch.
We should do that. We'll do that.
There's got to be something about motherfucking snakes in this motherfucking ballet.
Yeah, snakes on this motherfucking ballet.
I don't know. I'll let you guys figure that one out.
That'll be fun.
All right. Oh, and Jay's other, his big project right now. You just closed the play out, right?
It's still running right now. Apparently,
by the time
it won't be by the time this airs.
Sorry,
but,
the schedule.
That's fine. I just finished directing a play with Seattle Stage Right.
Nice.
Called The Boys Next Door.
Oh, okay.
It's really an amazing play. I've been wanting to direct it for years.
Musical?
No, straight play.
It's a gay play, right?
No, not at all.
Who are the boys?
Four mentally challenged men in a group home. I know, it sounds like a laugh riot, doesn't it?
Oh,
woohoo! No, it
that'd be a great musical.
It has a lot of humor to it.
That's horrible.
They send all hate mail to Silas Lindenstein.
Oh, Black and Half is getting death threats this week.
Oh, my God.
That was horrible.
That was not Jay that did that.
You know what,
God,
though?
I'm ashamed. That was funny, though.
Yeah, it was funny.
That was funny.
Yours can't top what Lil Wayne did this week because he got.
What did Lil Wayne do?
Oh, God. He got death threats. He wrote a.
For mentally challenged people?
No. He did a rap song. But in it, he says, he's like, I get my, and he starts saying all these celebrities on. He's like, I get my this on. Then he said, I beat something. I get my Emmett Till on. And Emmett Till's family was pissed. So, like, you got the NAACP on him.
Who is it?
Lil Wayne. Oh, Emmett Till, the guy who got dragged behind the truck. Whistling at a white woman, like, way back in the day.
Right.
Oh. So, yeah. So.
But Lil Wayne's black.
Yeah, yeah. But
they're protesting another black man?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Right. I was like, there's certain things even we can't say. So, oh. I'm just like, ugh.
Really?
So they were.
Is that the one?
That's the line.
Yeah, that was the line.
I need to write it down.
Because
I don't want to walk in the wrong neighborhood. Yeah, and go, like, hey, who's Emmett Till here?
Exactly.
And then get killed.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. No, it was crazy because like there's a foundation from his mom and his name and stuff, but like they were asking him to apologize and he wouldn't apologize, but he was just they took the song down, all kind of stuff. But
okay, so Boys Next Door.
Has nothing to do with Emmett Till. Or Lil Wayne. It's four mentally challenged men in a group home. There's tons of humor in it. But yeah, it'll turn around and kick your ass and make you cry the next second, which makes me happy.
Man.
I love sitting in the audience and hear people out there going, I'm like, yeah, I did my job.
That's awesome.
So yeah, we close next week on that one. And then Stage Right's got another show all in the timing coming up, which is going to be awesome.
David Ives. Oh, that, yeah, I love that series.
Like six little short one act plays. And they're doing it with six different directors.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
So it's going to be often cool.
Done. Cause I think there's actually like 8 or 10 plays in it.
Yeah.
Like,
you pick and choose. Which ones you want.
That's a cool thing about this.
Wait, so this
show
is like one of those books as a kid where you choose the different.
No. It's not a choose your own adventure book.
So it's a play, All the Timing. It's a collection of like 8 short little one acts.
Okay.
But they tell you, you can pick and choose which ones you want to do in here. Mm-hmm. So every time you go to a production, it could be different. There could be one you haven't seen in.
Exactly.
Seen
really?
Exactly. It's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Because, it really kind of mixes it up.
Mm-hmm.
And there are most of them, I can't say all of them because there's some of them I don't like. Sorry, David. Because he listens to this, right?
Yes. All Davids listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, good. Awesome.
David Hogan, David Ives. Yeah.
Uh-huh. David Hogan listens to this?
He's the actor.
He's like my favorite actor in town. Oh, my gosh. Send your check, David, too. David Ives, it's really, really a good play. So look up SeattleStageRight.com.
Definitely.
I think it's .com. I have no idea. Actually,
is it right?
I'm not a company member.
Is it right like with an R first or is it a WR?
No, it's an R.
An R. Okay.
Yeah.
Stage like, Right. Oh, like Stage
you're
Right.
You're going Stage Right. Right. Yeah.
I don't know, Stage like they wrote original scripts.
No.
Exit Stage Right.
But so that'll my show will close next weekend. Theirs will open up, I think, in a month or something like that.
Nice.
They're already in rehearsals. And then I've got nothing other than my web series.
Your web series, Chop Socky Boom.
Chop Socky Boom.
Tell what's a TV Guide description of it?
Let's see. Misfit actors cast in a martial arts television series.
Nice.
Because, I don't know, your audience can't see me, but I am not a martial artist. There is no way, which is part of the joke. Trying to see me do high kicks is just one of the joys of life.
That's awesome.
Big guy, little shirt.
Big guy,
little jacket. What was that?
Exactly.
What's the guy?
I don't know.
What's his name?
I don't know. I
think Farley. Right. Chris Farley.
Oh, yeah,
I think
yeah,
you're
yeah.
making
that's
big
right.
guy, little jacket.
No, Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh, yeah.
No, not that movie.
No? All right.
It's the one with him and David Spade where they travel
no,
in
it's
the
Beverly
car.
Hills Chihuahua. That's a classic.
Wow. Black Sheep. Is that the one? Black Sheep?
Black Sheep.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, classic.
Classic okay. movie.
It is.
You should watch
I'm going to take your word for it. Have they made it into a musical yet?
They should.
Then I don't know about it.
Black sheep, make me a man.
But yeah, Chop Socky Boom. It's one of the best times I had in my life filming that thing. It was just absolutely incredible.
That's awesome.
Such an amazingly organized and talented crew mm-hmm. that put it together. And then they got all these just really incredible actors to be in it and me. Because I'm an amateur compared to these people. It was really one of the best times of my life. And I cannot wait for us to film the next 4 episodes.
Wow.
We've got 4 out there. Plus, the music video is out there now.
Nice.
Yeah, successful Kickstarter.
Yeah, we did a Kickstarter campaign to try and do the next four episodes, and we fully funded, and then some, which is where the money for the music video came from.
Mm.
We had enough overage that we promised that if we got to a certain amount that we'd also do a music video based on the theme song.
Wow.
Which was way too much fun. we filmed it at my work, oddly enough, because we needed an elevator. So I won't say where I work, though.
Yeah.
Because they actually didn't want people knowing that
right.
they allow people to film there.
That's not my job is. They don't want me associated with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
But, did you... I noticed the high production value of it right away when I started looking at it. I was like, wow, this is like...
That is Heath Ward, my friend. Heath Ward is our co-director and director of photography. The man is an absolute... cinematic genius. I mean, he, if anybody's out there and is looking for a DP and actually wants to pay somebody, go get Heath Ward. He is absolutely incredible. And
maybe I will. I got a series on it.
Oh, dude, just contact Heath. The man, and this is what he does for a living. He does actual, real life stuff, mostly corporate stuff, not his passion, but then he comes and works with us for Chopsaki Boom and a few other projects as well. And then our other co-director, and she's the writer of it as well, Darlene Sellers, just absolutely hysterical woman, and sweetest woman on the planet. You think the people in the film industry have egos or anything? It's not this woman.
Wow,
I'm telling you, you're on set with Darlene, and she's your boss, mm-hmm. she's your director, she's your writer, she all this stuff, and she's running around with the fruit platter, going, "Does anyone need anything? Anyone? Anyone?" She just wants everyone to be happy on her set, which is awesome. It was just an absolute joy to work on the set. And I still don't understand how I got involved with it or how I was lucky enough to. Darlene and I were in an independent film together.
That's awesome.
And then she wrote this thing and emailed me and said, or called me up and said, I've got this project that this web series that I want to do. And I said, I'm in. And she said, well, no, wait, let me tell you about it first. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, fine, tell me about it. And she told me about it. I said, I'm in, because, actors are horse.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I did. This is, one of the best things. I'm so proud of this damn series. And so, yeah, we had the Kickstarter campaign fully funded. Now it's just a matter of scheduling, trying to get all of the characters that we had in the first four episodes back in the same room together, because everybody's working.
Right.
Hopefully, knock wood, we're filming again the next four in September. But then, until then, we're going to be doing these little offshoot series with the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Little 60-second, things at the end of this month.
Nice.
And I guess, don't hold me to this because we haven't filmed anything and I haven't seen a script yet. But the plan is, at least for my character, is that Scotty, that's my character,
mm-hmm.
is going to be reviewing other web series.
Ah.
But it'll be not like Jay reviewing things. I'll be positive the whole time, I swear.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's just good. I just yes, like that. That was very, everything very was
just
good.
So good.
Oh, my gosh.
Just think it was wonderful. Oh, my goodness. That was a little sneak peek for you there, audience at home.
There you go.
That was it. That's what the whole thing's going to be. You don't need to watch it now. Oh, damn it! You don't need to watch now.
And you guys got to do, you did a panel at Emerald City Comic Con?
We did a panel at Emerald City Comic Con, if you can call it that. I think they barely outnumbered us in the audience because we had literally... the first time slot on the Friday that Emerald City Comic Con opened.
Oh, God. So, yeah,
so we were at 3:00 on a Friday.
Ooh.
And
most people are still online.
Yeah. Comic Con opened at 2:00.
Ooh.
And I actually had several friends that said they were coming to the panel
mm-hmm.
and were in line to get in for 2 hours completely missed the panel.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were, I was all excited. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be on a panel at Comic-Con. This is awesome. Wow, there's no one here.
Man.
No, I shouldn't say that. There were some wonderful people that did show up and asked some really cool questions.
Oh, cool.
And some, people out there, again, it's like the reviews. Mm-hmm. I put this stuff out there, and I think nobody watches it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get emails on Facebook and people, you know, seeing me at Comic-Con and what, oh my God, I love Chop Psyche Boom. You're so funny. I'm going, how the hell do you even know about
exactly.
this?
Exactly.
It's, I think it's just a defense mechanism for my ego so that I don't actually have one.
Totally.
I just go, yeah, nothing happened. Nobody saw it. It's fine. But people do love this show. And I've got, you know, people that I've never heard of before in my life, you know, going, when are the next four episodes coming out?
Yeah.
We need more. We're working on it.
It's insane.
And I've read the scripts for the next four episodes. They're really funny.
Oh, there you go.
I know what happens. So you guys want to know? You're not going to tell anybody, are you?
No.
Okay. Okay, so what happens is, liar! I'm not saying a thing. Oh, Darlene would kill me.
I think that we do that as performers, though. I think we always try to kind of soften the blow. You think that nobody really cares or follows you or listens, but you know, there's people out there that follow your career as far as comedy.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
So yeah,
and I think, you know, it makes it all the sweeter when somebody does come up to you and go, oh my God, I saw you in whatever, you were amazing, and you go, oh, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, unlike, you know, people like Tom Cruise are just expecting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have to pretend to be like, oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
That means so much.
It really means something when the fans say that to me. Yeah. It really touches me. Could you get him away from me, please?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm loving Silas's new look with the glasses. You look very Hollywood. And then you've lost weight also, so you're looking very slim in the face. So.
And I'm...
Are you doing like a P90X or something like that? Is that it?
Yeah, what are you working on? What are you doing?
I was just trying... I wanted to steal a joke from somebody.
Or
it's really funny.
Is it all bulimia?
I wish. It'd be faster.
Yeah. Okay. It would be faster.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to gain it, too, because now I got injured.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
Now I'm... And then but I have Vicodin, so that makes me more like a celebrity.
Oh, there you go. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Totally.
So
stay hopped up.
We're going to see you at Betty Ford any second now.
Hopefully.
Right?
That's if the career goes right.
Hobnobbing with the big celebs. You
that's
know,
how you
Lindsay's
get in there.
Is it Lindsay there now?
She Well, I think she opted out, and then Dr. Drew said he's not helping anybody else out because
he can't
take it anymore.
He said, he's a lot of people die from his show. they do.
Oh.
Betty Ford. No, she's in Betty Ford.
Is she?
She
okay,
did the
I
other
day.
She,
was I
that,
saw some headline
was that
or, the other day.
She's going to jail or that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lindsay in jail. I think that could go well.
That would.
She'd have a that's girlfriend. That's a reality series waiting to happen.
Right.
You know, have
be
to
fun.
Be, it'd have to be on
she,
Cinemax.
She'd release the video.
Exactly.
She totally would.
Let me ask you, what's the biggest challenge, do you think, doing a web series?
It's trying to get people to watch it. I don't know how many friends of mine who I go, so have you watched the series yet? And they go, oh, yeah, no, I haven't. And I'll be like, okay, you know me, and I can't get you to watch the series. Really, it's trying to get the word out there because I mean, it's really starting to get really prevalent that there's a lot of web series out there. And it's just, it's tough to with the competition out there now to try and get word out. I mean, you see certain web series that on YouTube have millions of hits, mm-hmm. and I think we're in the teen thousands now.
Wow.
Which
oh, nice.
I hope we're in the teen thousands by now.
I usually see the first one of a series tends to have a lot more than mm-hmm. the subsequent.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that's not going to be the case with us because I think ours do get better as we go along.
Oh, cool.
We find and like any series, you find your footing.
Exactly.
But I don't know. We're actually getting some recognition. We went down to LA Web Fest about a month ago. We got accepted into them, and we won. What did we win? Outstanding sound design, outstanding direction, and outstanding ensemble cast.
Mm.
So we were really thrilled about that. And then we've gotten accepted into a bunch of other festivals as well, Hollyweb Fest. Oh, I don't know what all of the, you know, titles are. Mm-hmm. Darlene knows them all more than I do. She's got them, you know, tattooed on her ass.
We should have an award show.
We should.
The Black and a Half.
The Black and a Half.
Oh
awards.
Man, we should. That would be fun.
We do it at the Parlor.
You know,
dude, what if we got the Parlor one night? We got all of these web series. Like we interview all these web series. They come out like a showing of all these local web series. And then at the end, like, pack the house full of people to expose everyone to all these web series that we know. And then at the end, you know, we give an award. You get 1.5 points.
You know what we should do? Like, we could get a podium.
Like, you vote. Well, your vote counts full. Mine only counts a half.
Okay. Okay.
That seems fair.
That does. But we should actually do an award show because it's the perfect arena for it. We could have a podium up there, and then we could.
Have you been to the Parlor Live?
I don't think so. No.
Well, you if you want, yeah. You can have tickets to our next show May 15th. Yeah. Wednesday.
Definitely.
Which
day is it?
May 15th. Yeah. It's a Wednesday night. Yeah. But it's
what time is it?
7:30.
7:30, but 7:30
on May
black 15th time
at the Parlor Live. Yes. I'm just helping you promote right now.
Oh, please. There's like a plug.
I'm saying it over and over again for you.
You haven't heard the commercials that are going to be happening. Like there's 30 second commercials every like 40 seconds.
I
in this
see.
Episode.
So you guys don't need me at all. No. Okay, I'm out of here.
Well, yeah. I think we finally got a fluffer. TV commercial with part of our stuff on there. So
what?
Yeah,
I'm on TV.
Well, one of your promotion things.
Oh.
Because the Parlor has...
Am I on TV?
Well, you didn't put our picture on the thing, so I don't think it's on there.
Fuck.
So. Yeah.
Damn. But that's what happens when I try to make it about other people.
Yep.
Damn you.
I should just... We should not have Jubal Flag on the poster.
Yes.
It should be,
so
honestly, should be us.
Why are you so generous?
It should
why?
Be us, and then just the names of the people
exactly.
below. We're presenting those people.
Yes.
With our feet on them. Like our feet on the names of the people.
There you go.
Well, represents.
But yeah, you could do a whole web series evening. That'd be awesome. There's a ton of really great web series just in Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, I've contacted. I need them to email me back. Is the Collectibles?
Collectibles. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. They're kind of our sister show in that like a ton of people that work on our show also work on their show. So we consider ourselves, and actually Darlene, who is in Chop Socky Boom as well, she's one of the lead characters. She does nice. Everything on the show. She did a crossover appearance as her character on the Collectibles, which was really damn funny.
Nice.
So yeah, the Collectibles is out there. They're awesome. There's Glitch, which is way fun. It's about a guy who codes video games.
Oh, okay.
And his life starts turning into one. And unfortunately, there's a glitch in it. And so, of course, he can never control it right. And things just go crazy. But, like, video games start happening to him.
Wow.
It's really cute. And then, Journey Quest, obviously. You know, Journey Quest is the juggernaut that is out there. They've got, I think, 3 seasons now. I know they have 2.
Are they local?
I think they're, yeah. Yeah, I think they're into their 3rd season now. And then that's the Zombie Orpheus, who's really been really great to us. That's the company that puts it up, and they have also put out a couple of movies called Gamers.
Mm.
There's Gamers, Gamers 2, Darkness Rising, and then Gamers 3. I think it's called The Hand of Fate, and that's I don't think that one's out yet. They just finished filming it a couple months back. But they're awesome, and actually one of the couple of people that are in Chop Socky Boom, including the amazing Jen Page... she's in both Journey Quest and in Gamers. So there's definitely a lot of crossover. It's totally incestuous in Seattle.
When you say juggernaut,
they have the hits, baby.
Are we talking millions?
Probably.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's weird. Like we knew some people that were starting up trying to start a web series, and it hasn't started anywhere yet, but it was funny because it was like, I was pointing out to somebody involved in it, do you know how many web series are going on? Like, because just the way they're doing it is like, you're not going to be able to get this done. Yeah. Like, there's tons of people doing these.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard for people that know how to do this to get it actually just in the can.
Exactly.
Let alone then actually get people watching. Like, you know, I was going to ask you about that. Like, the whole idea of people not watching it, even people that you know. Like, I have 180.
Seriously, I asked her if she watched them. This still cracks me up. My mom, when we put them out, I asked her, did you watch them? And she said, we watched the first part of the first episode. It's just not our thing. And all I wanted to say was, Mom, they're 7 minutes long and there's 4 of them. It's your thing. And your son's in it. It's your thing.
Exactly.
Mom, there's times that you lie. There's times that you sit through it.
Oh, no. My mom does not lie to me. Yeah. Her favorite thing when she'd see one of my plays that she didn't care for would be, well, that was interesting. Always knew she hated it. But yeah, it's interesting trying to get even your friends to watch them sometimes because everybody's busy.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Well, it's weird. I have 186 movies in my Netflix queue.
Oh, I think I got you beat.
Yeah, probably. But that's the thing. I was like, is it the part of this overwhelmed with content? There's so much content for us to see. Why? Like, and just the thought of, like, I look at my queue all the time, and I'm like, oh, I definitely got to get to this. I got to get to this. And like, so now there's these web series that we're being introduced to, and I'm like, well, I got to get to watch that. Like, but when do I... Like, you have to sit down and go, okay, I'm going to do it.
And how right do you now. Decide which one you're going to start with? Because there is so much out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't even watch them all. I've tried to watch Friends ones, and I'll get to the first episode, and I go, okay, now I have to get back to work because I'm at work right now. No, I don't watch web series at work. Shut up. No, I really don't.
Yeah, I've only been watching one. So,
yeah.
Look up in the sky.
Which one do you watch?
Look Up in the Sky.
I don't know what that one is. Oh. Maybe I have to add that one to my list.
Yeah.
Ashley Cozine, she was a previous guest on here. They did it. It's a sort of sci-fi cool. coming together, this group of Seattle.
Yeah, students.
Yeah, they're all Seattle High School. It's like the 20-year reunion, and they have to kind of get together in order to save the world because of something that happened 20 years ago in senior high school. So
Look Up in the Sky, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to definitely start up in our watching on the web series. There's a lot of good ones out there.
Yeah.
Unless you have.
I watched some. Well, what? Well, am I supposed to hold your hand? Like, hey, come watch this web series with me.
Well, no, you strap him in the chair and pry his eyelids open. Exactly. Clockwork Orange style.
I do that. Just not to watch web series.
Just not to watch web series.
Yeah, no, just porn.
Just to watch me dance.
Yeah, okay. I'm like,
really?
Like, really?
No, don't start dancing now. Oh, my God. Listeners, you are so lucky that you can't see what's happening right now.
Do you see Silence of the Lambs? It's kind of like that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Would you? I'm not going to say it. I don't know. Can we swear on this show?
Yes. You can
did you hear how many times I said motherfucker earlier?
Okay, fine. I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me so hard. Oh, that's just disturbing right there.
Is that movie? There's a TV show coming out called Hannibal.
It's out, baby.
Is it related to Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's prequel style.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen
it. They even know that Hannibal's a serial killer and kind of thing. But he is, as the series is going on, and he's working with the FBI to try and capture other serial killers.
Oh, mm.
Wow.
And I've watched a couple episodes now. It's really damn good.
Man.
Is it violent?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow. Is this a network show or is it?
It's
a...
NBC, yeah.
Wow, and it's fine. So,
well, it's on at, 10.
Would they have been able to do this show without Dexter? You think?
Probably not. Mm. No, I love me some Dexter, but Dexter's on Showtime,
right?
So, you know,
they can do anything.
They can get away with anything.
Well, I'm trying
to
think. Hasn't Dexter? Oh, never mind. I thought they were showing him on something else. Also,
I think they are.
They did, but they're
few and far between, and it's late night.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't, get
and
away
it's
with
cut
that.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? How much of a movie? I mean, you do a lot of musicals, and you're so busy with stuff. Are you a big movie fan, too?
I am a big movie fan. Like I said, my Netflix queue is craziness.
Summer movies.
Getting out to see movies, it's tough.
Are there movies, though, this summer you are going to see?
Well, I already know that I'm seeing Star Trek the day before it comes out, actually.
Oh, nice.
Our company got us all spot a theater, and we're all going to go see the day before, which is going to be great, even though there's issues. Thank you, Paramount, for moving up the release date one day.
What?
After we'd already bought tickets.
What?
Yeah, apparently it's supposed to be coming out on the 17th.
I know.
And we got tickets. We secured a theater for the 16th. And apparently now Regal has contacted our contact and said, Paramount's actually going to start showing them on the 16th. So your special preview sucks.
Wow.
And so now the whole question is, because people had already bought tickets and saved the date, are we going to move it up a day or or are we just going to go see it the same day as everybody
else? Somebody just released the movie on Thursday, right? The Iron Man came out.
Came out on Thursday, and that's the thing. Yeah,
they're like pushing the weekend.
They're pushing the weekends. A friend of mine was telling me about this. They were supposed to come out on Friday, and he had seen theaters in his area that had a 9 o'clock showing, not a midnight show.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I would expect for something like Iron Man or Star Trek. It was a 9 o'clock show on a Thursday. And they're starting to push the weekend, but they're not making people stay up till midnight to do it.
Yeah.
Well, and I think they're realizing that a lot of their audience is getting really old and can't stay up that late.
Yeah. Gotta go to work the next day. Yeah.
Well, so, what kind of stinks is I have a show going on. I'm not sure if this will air before or not. Comedy Trek.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-night nerdy comedy festival.
Okay.
on May 17th. Dude. It's called Comedy Trek Into Laughter.
Dude.
Because when meaning to, I was doing it on purpose to help on there. I'm like, so you moved it? I can't move my date.
Yep.
Dang it. Well hopefully everyone sees it on the 16th.
Then. Yeah, then they'll be able to come.
Fuzzy Monkeys are performing on the Friday.
Awesome.
As awesome. Orion Slave Girls, I believe.
Awesome. Well, yeah. There you go. They're going to be green?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
They're nice. Not. They're not Orion.
They're really pale Orion Slave Girls. Oh, yeah, this hilarious. Is how much of a nerd I am. I know what an Orion Slave Girl is.
That's exactly.
Oh, my God.
So Star Trek, any other ones?
I mean, I will see Iron Man eventually. I was actually toying with the idea because today is my first actual full day off in nice. So many moons. And I'm here doing this with you.
This is a day off.
We
this
appreciate
is fun.
You.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Man but I was toying with the idea of I have a day off. And Iron Man's out.
Oh,
maybe I'll go see Iron Man myself.
I haven't seen a matinee in I can't tell you how long.
I know. It's
yeah.
It's because you see movies for free after comedy.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
Poor you. Oh, I haven't gone to a matinee. Matinees are weird to me sometimes.
I like because
coming out and it's still light, I'm always like, should I sleep now? I don't know what I should do.
I love the middle of the week matinee when you're like one of the only people
in
the
theater. The best.
They're just awesome.
I hate people in the theater.
I hate people. Yeah. So I would say Star Trek, Iron Man, isn't there another Avengers or Marvel one coming out?
Man of Steel coming out. Superman.
Well, Man of Steel, Marvel. I'll see because anybody in a Superman spandex is.
There's a Spider-Man coming out.
Thor's coming out in November, but Spider-Man's next year with Jamie Foxx. And
is that what you were saying about Black Spider-Man?
No, there was. Oh, you know what?
Or is he the bad guy?
Yeah. Well, no.
On the web, he's a half.
He's half black, half Hispanic. Yeah, and the web they were pissed.
They went nuts.
Oh. White fanboys get mad at everything.
Oh my
that's
God.
Not like they were like, why don't we just turn all of Marvel and DC black?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Shit.
Well, you know, Green Lantern's already there.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that they've changed Green Lantern so many times because they got a gay Green Lantern, they got a black Green Lantern, mm-hmm. they got.
Well, Green Lantern is not. There's a bunch of
Green Lanterns. Yeah, it's the core.
It's the Green Lantern core.
Yeah.
Although the one they turned gay was the original one.
Yeah.
What?
It was Alan Scott. Jordan? It was Alan Scott.
Oh, Alan Scott.
Alan Scott, yeah.
And they, I think they just did a reboot on him. And
yeah, the 52.
And then that's mm-hmm. when he came out as gay.
That's awesome.
So the original Alan Scott was not gay, but this new, in this new universe he is.
Yeah, I'm glad we're moving more towards like equality for everybody, even in comic books and everything else, you know. It's just
I'm just looking forward to the day that, you know, you don't even have to mention it anymore.
Exactly.
You know, it's like who freaking cares?
Yeah.
As long as they don't have like an Asian superhero.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
You can't believe that.
What? Why would you even bring that up? Yeah. Because somebody's now going to try and do it. Exactly.
Thanks
a lot, Silas.
God, Silas.
Is there an Asian superhero?
Yeah. Oh God, this is awful. Because I can't think of one now.
Can't think of. Wait.
No, I can. I.
Please don't tell me it's called like Yellow Lightning. Like.
No.
There was the Yellow Power Ranger.
Well, there's the Samurai guy. That was the Cyclone on Super Friends.
Oh, okay.
Remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
What was Super? Was it Super Samurai?
What about Lady Deathstrike?
Super Samurai?
Well, no. I'm sorry. My comic book knowledge extends.
No, but like, is that his name? Like, that wouldn't surprise me to be like, let's call him Super Samurai. Like,
yeah. Well, there
like,
was.
Get the Asian
wasn't there
guy.
Like a Silver Samurai in the Marvel universe or something like
there's
that?
Silver Surfer.
Wasn't until Cyclops that a black superhero couldn't be like. Not even Cyclops. Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Otherwise, it was always Black Thunder, Black Lightning, Black...
I was going to say, I'm sorry,
Black
Cyclops
Panther,
is,
Black
is,
Man.
Is like the whitest guy out there. I don't know what, right, I don't know what superhero you're watching.
Okay, let's see if we can name all the black people before they actually went. No Nick Fury and all that stuff. Because there was Bishop. There was, you remember Bishop from X-Factor?
X-Men.
Yeah, he was X-Men, X-Factor, and then...
cartoons are my only knowledge.
I was like, X-Factor? That's like Simon Cowell. What are
you
talking about?
So, yeah.
No, there is a comic book X-Factor, dude.
Yeah. Bishop was X-Men, and then there was there's Cyborg. There was Blade.
Oh, Blade. Yeah.
Blade.
Yeah. Kind of a superhero, really?
Yeah, I think.
And then Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
And I mean, I'm still counting... John as from Green Lantern because
that's true.
He was still part of the original universe.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, that's all I could count. I don't know. Static
Shock, Black Vulcan.
Yeah. Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
Because
there was a Black Panther.
There's a Black Panther.
Oh yeah.
Was he all?
I don't know.
No, he was a panther.
Was he super.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was actually super... had cat powers.
Yeah.
He's like motherfuckers.
Motherfucker,
he'd be like motherfucker meow.
Okay? Pants Excuse me, I gotta go clean myself now. Lick.
Oh, that's
sorry, funny. I had to say lick because we're on radio.
Yeah.
Who else? I am so... Storm.
I'm going to get the letters for Dan.
That was I love it.
I am looking forward to this summer so much. Dude, like, Man of Steel, I keep looking at that trailer. And like, oh my gosh.
I think it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about his spandex.
Right.
Although, yeah. Good morning, Henry.
I was watching or listening to something that talked about this has all changed because of Robert Downey Jr. I mean, you would have an occasional person who was sort of a celebrity, like when Tobey Maguire did Spider-Man, you know, he was well known, but he wasn't in the uber sphere of actors. Mm-hmm. But when Robert Downey decided to do Iron Man,
yeah,
everyone started because Robert Downey got Gwyneth Paltrow in it,
right?
And then when you got you have Academy Award winners, happened?
He got her cast in that.
Well,
he got
the signing. I mean,
oh, nice.
It was his attachment to the role that made people go, I'll do that. You know, wait, this is an okay. I mean, look at the Avengers and look at the level of actors that they have now.
That's crazy. You know what I hate about certain movies when they do the sequel is when they don't recast, you know, somebody, and it's like, who was it? Terrence Howard was.
That was his fault.
Apparently he's. Terrence, don't write me any letters, but I understand that he's kind of a dick to work with.
Oh, okay.
This is what I heard.
Well, you're like, he wanted more money, and he's like, wasn't like all sure about that. I don't know about this thing. Da da da. I'm like, and Don Cheadle's like, oh, I'll do that.
I'll be part of this multi-million-dollar franchise.
Exactly.
Well, I kind of feel sorry for Terrence Howard for like doing this to himself because I guess when the first one came out, the rumor that I heard was that he went to the director and was like, oh my God, do I get to be, what is it? Death? A War Machine.
War Machine. Yeah.
He's like, do I get to be War Machine? Do I get to wear the suit? And they said, no, not in this one. This one's going to be all about Iron Man. You'll get to do it in the next one.
Nice.
And he's like, okay, as long as you promise I get to do it in the next one. Wow. And then it's Don Cheadle.
Oh, God, and, man, yeah, that's.
Oh, you didn't get to wear the suit. Sucks to be you.
I even hated it back in the day with like Ninja Turtles when they didn't recast April. The same. That bothered me. I don't know why. I'm still.
Is Ninja Turtle this summer?
Oh, Ninja Turtles next summer.
Are you kidding me? There's another one?
Yeah.
And why?
Michael Bay.
It actually looks pretty cool.
It's Michael Bay?
Yeah.
Okay, again, I have to say why. That makes me want to see it last.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because then they're just going to blow shit up.
Most likely.
Good.
They're ninjas. Because at first there was.
That's what ninjas do. They blow shit up.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
which ninjas are you watching? Here's my throwing star, which will blow up. Here's my nunchucks, which cause you to blow up.
They fucking transform into something else.
Don't say that.
What was it? There's Megan Fox got cast. I think people were hating that, though. That's the only thing.
Oh, yeah. in the new.
Yeah, it's the new April O'Neil, I think.
So. Well, you know, he loves her from the Transformer movies.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I think, RoboCop's coming out next summer, too.
Please tell me Michael Bay is not doing it.
No. I forget who is doing it. It actually looks decent.
I want to see, I think Tarantino should do a RoboCop movie.
Oh hell yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dude, RoboCop was the most violent movie I remember. I was like, why did my parents let me watch this? When I went back and watched it, I was like, holy shit, they like shot this guy half to like shit, you know, like in the first, opening 20 minutes of the movie or something like that. And I was like, oh. So.
Yeah. Peter Weller, man.
Yeah.
Holy you know what they need to remake and have Peter Weller in it? It's freaking Buckaroo Banzai. Why has no one, you
Buckaroo
guys are
Banzai.
Looking at me with blank
No, I'm just trying to think, I know Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, okay, wait, I'm sorry. You've not heard of the Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension?
He's a young
no.
Oh, my God.
I wish I had.
I saw that in the theater, believe it or not, because I think it was out in the theater for like a week. We saw a preview of it.
I think there's some movies that you're like, I don't know how we would redo this. Like, it's just. Unless you do the script again.
It's true.
Like, we can do the script exactly again, but they feel like they don't pretend not to do that.
Especially with that one, it was the chemistry. I mean, hell, that cast was just incredible. And believe it, I mean, you look at it, it's freaking Jeff Goldblum, Peter Weller, Ellen Barkin. I mean,
nice.
John Lithgow.
Mm.
You couldn't recreate that, which makes me sad.
Oh, you know who was at the parlor? And I missed him by one day because I wasn't working that night. I wish. Who was it? Black Dynamite. You know who Black Dynamite is?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The
actor. The guy who does the cartoon also.
Is it the same guy that does the cartoon?
I think so. That's what I heard. So I don't know. But he was there for some reason. It's random. You see so many people in Seattle just that you're like, why the hell are you here? Like this guy from this movie, Three Strikes, that I used to love. I forget what his name is. But Yeah, he was there. Random ass people.
Obviously, you loved him really.
Random ass people. You couldn't remember his name.
Oh, his name is Brian something. Brian.
Deep place in your heart. Yeah. There.
I just remember his character. He's funny as hell. So, and he was in a few black exploitation
movies. We're a stopover. Mm-hmm. We're a stopover place.
There we go.
Where people all the way to Vancouver to film. No, we're actually getting more filming here. Which
oh,
is
God.
Nice.
About time, man. Of course, I think this would make the perfect Gotham City. I think I brought that up before.
You did.
Man,
yeah.
I really want it
the,
to be.
The problem is like the film companies are always going to other places because of all the tax incentives that the other cities can give them. Mm-hmm. Vancouver gives, like, I mean, I swear to God, they probably have a parade for you when you film up there.
Wow.
Not really. But that's why there's so much down in Portland as well, mm-hmm. is because of all the tax incentives. And Seattle's finally clued in, and they passed some. Mm. It's not enough. I mean, it's enough for like maybe one mm-hmm. shoot for the year, and you just, that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to make this city actually, you know, viable as a film town, then they need to up their game.
But they won't pay for parking still. So still you gotta
no,
pay for parking.
No.
All right, we'll give you incentives, but no, motherfucker. It is $4 a half hour.
That's right, man.
What are those new cars that are just chilling everywhere? You could just get in it. And
oh,
go.
The
zip
go-
cars or
the
cars, or there's zip, there's
no.
zip cars and there's like
to-go
cars. To-go cars.
Those are awesome, actually. Really? I did not have a car, uh-huh. if I lived in Seattle, I would not have a car. I would get these because you have look on your app and any car nearby you mm-hmm. can reserve it.
Wow.
Like for up to a half hour or something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just walk down. You can park anywhere that parking is legal.
Wow.
As long as it won't get
really?
It's a tow zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they have a deal with the city, the permit that covers any zones.
Wow.
So they just pay for each of these cars to be there. Mm. As long as it's not a tow way, like between 4
yeah,
and
yeah.
6, if that car's there at 4, it's towed away and you get a big ass fine from the company.
Oh, what if it's like a metered spot? Did they?
It's totally taken care of.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
That's a genius idea.
And it covers, so you pay per minute.
Mm-hmm.
For the car.
But it's like 86 cents.
Yeah, a friend of mine was talking about it the other day. He was
yeah, but it's
it.
Still, it's cheaper than insurance and then maintenance on the car. There's no gas paid
wow.
on it. You even get bonus minutes on it if you will go and fill the tank up.
Really?
If you put gas in it, there's a card in there to put the gas in. Yeah.
Wow.
I've heard people talk about it, and mm-hmm. yeah, the way things are going, sidecar, there's basically a taxi services now. Like you could have you can apply and get a taxi
oh, yeah.
job.
What did I?
And you can put your car up on the weekends, and you're like,
wow.
Well, sidecar. Yeah, that's the rental, or that's the taxi. Like I can put my car up, and then if somebody wants to get a ride from me, they would just click a thing, and I'd get a beep, and I'd go, oh, I'll ride this person down to the to
yeah,
wherever,
I saw
and then
an
they
ad for
pay.
One. It was
hopefully
called
you don't get kidnapped.
Or
Lyft
like that.
Is another
L-Y-F-T.
One.
L-Y-F-T.
These are these were going on in Texas and. California, now they're coming up here. This is the next
wow,
stopover
that's,
on it.
That's
then
awesome.
There's places that I could rent my car.
Mm.
Like, I could rent it out. It's available for rent for the weekend
wow.
if you want it. Like,
what happens if they total it, though?
It's your
screwed.
Insurance would cover it.
Oh, okay.
They're figuring out the loopholes on how to
oh,
use
cool.
stuff. Oh, I would not buy a car if I lived in the city.
Oh,
all.
Dude, that, yeah.
There's all these.
I can't do without my car, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I love having my car, but I mean. So, I mean, with these cars, can you take them to Bellevue and stuff, or can you go to Tacoma?
Yeah, you can drive. I mean, you're paying per minute for those ones.
That's
so
true.
That's a while.
Yeah.
A zip car,
mm-hmm.
you're paying for the day, I believe.
Okay,
so,
I don't know.
Or there's hour chance. So you're believe that's like a rent a car for a day.
It's a great business model.
And so that would be something you would
See,
do.
I
it's
know.
A little more expensive, the zip car, but
yeah.
people say when they rent it, that's when they rent it to take care of all the stuff they want to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to cost them like $25 to rent it or something.
Oh, okay.
So they'll go get their groceries that day and they'll do it. But they're made for people who don't have a car.
That's awesome.
But you wouldn't use it for open mic. It wouldn't
yeah,
make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well just buy a car for that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we're not doing open mic this week, next week, right?
No.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I had an idea of something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't say it on the air, though.
Yeah, really. It's
okay.
like. This is the way to
illegal?
End a podcast with
well,
an awkward,
just,
like,
is it illegal?
Hey, should we plan?
Well, I mean, you know, it was just going back to the Sam Jackson thing. I was thinking about, like, a Pulp Fiction scene.
Is it snakes on a plane?
It could be.
You're
going to
put snakes on a plane?
It could
Are
be
we
like,
going to put snakes in the parlor?
No, so it'll
if
be,
he,
like,
if
it'll be that.
From the FAA is listening,
right.
he's going to put snakes on a plane. On a motherfucking
on
plane.
On a motherfucking plane. If we, like, okay, so I was thinking, like, okay, if we do the Sam Jackson thing, right, but that opening scene with him and Travolta, you know, where they walk in the apartment.
Uh-huh.
We do it with Jedis instead. The shit would be gangster, but I still have a perm. That would be awesome. We'll have to shoot that. That'll be cool.
Wow, that's a whole new level of nerd.
Exactly. Right? And then just say something like, but with that raspy ass voice, but in like Jedi form. Oh, that'd be awesome.
You could redo all these.
You're a motherfucking Sith, bitch.
I don't know. You've got a good Sam Jackson going there.
Thanks.
That's pretty good.
We should work on recreate all of Sam Jackson's roles, but as a Jedi.
Exactly. That'd be fun.
But he is a Jedi.
Yeah.
True. So it'd be redundant.
But then we should do the Jedi scenes as Jules from
Pulp Fiction.
From Pulp Fiction. There you go. Yeah, exactly. When he's like sitting with Yoda and shit, just like,
A disturbance in the Force. Exactly. I feel, shit, motherfucker, shut up!
Exactly.
You think you know every goddamn thing?
So. You can't even speak in the right order, motherfucker.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it? I'm just imagining the look on Yoda's face. It's just priceless. The CGI would have to. Okay, how do I get confusion on Yoda's face? I don't understand. Yoda's never confused, but Sam Jackson just told him to shut the fuck up.
Okay, Jay, where can we? Do you have a website?
Do I have a website? Of course not.
Okay.
Well, you can read my stuff on BroadwayWorld.com.
Okay.
If you go to the Seattle page, any reviews on there are mine. And then ChopSockyBoom.com. ChopSockyBoom.com.
All right. We'll put a link on our website,
too. There you go. Yeah. Awesome. You can go to the website for Chopsocky Boom or on YouTube. Just type in Chopsocky Boom. And apparently, it's not that common of a name, because if you start typing chop saw, it just comes up.
Nice.
It's like, oh, we're known. And then as far as theater stuff, yeah, not really. I mean, I'm not doing anything right now. Mostly out of choice, just because I'm tired. I'm constantly working
takes a toll on you.
Oh, totally. Yep. But and I was gonna say also, I've completely forgotten what I was gonna say now. That's a good actor for you. Can't even remember his lines. If you'd like to hire me, please contact Silas Linden. Oh. What I was going to say, you could also find my Facebook fan page.
Ooh, a nice fan page.
Okay, yeah. I know that sounds really pompous that I actually have a Facebook fan page that I created myself.
We all have.
I'm in my own defense. My director, Darlene, made me do it because we were trying to get people more interested in the characters and whatnot. And so I actually have one out there. It is updated oh so infrequently. So if you do like it, and please do, you will not get a lot of crap from me from it.
There you go.
But the important stuff. So I'm not going to constantly be posting on my Facebook fan page, Jay just took a shit. And here's a picture. No, that will not ever.
From your iPhone. Which is why
I don't tweet. Because no one needs to know what I'm doing that often, ever.
That'd be a fun app.
It would be.
Like a shitter.
Yeah. He's got a Twitter.
Shitter. Just take a shit.
But then do you sheet?
Yeah, exactly. He's sheeting today. That'd be awesome. In the bathroom at work.
Resheet.
Resheet.
Dude, I think you'd shite. Yeah. It's more Irish that way.
It was a hell of a shite.
I liked when you said the... I posted this the other day when it filled a chalk. You type in Chopsocky Boom.
Oh yeah,
it comes in. Uh-huh. The other day, I typed in Admiral, and the first thing that came up was Akbar.
Nice.
I'm like, I think that's only because it was me. Probably. I think it knew me. What the funnier thing is, that's what I was looking at.
Of course it was.
I wanted to make sure I was spelling it right.
Make sure you don't type in Saki
or
Bomb.
It means that Admiral Akbar has finally made it.
Yes,
he has made it.
I was like, how many other admirals? I was like, people must search for other admirals, right? Because I was like, is it really know my Star Wars? Like, that I look up?
I think that's more popular culture.
It
I
is.
Mean, I mean, you can.
Not too many admirals out there. I mean, there are, but it's like not as popular
as Star Wars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's I bet you there's a. I can't tell you how many.
I'm really curious if it was just my computer. Because,
I'm going to try it right now.
Google reads everything you do, so it tries to figure out what you're saying. Even based on locally, like, it's reading where you are.
So wait a minute, if Manny does it, does that mean that his is going to come up?
That's what I want to know.
Is it going to say Admiral Blackbar?
Boom. Yep, Admiral Akbar.
Really?
Yep, and then it comes up with Admiral Club, and then Admiral and Admiral's Bank. So yeah, Admiral Akbar, nice. Number one, Google.
He's made it.
Let's I like see. Admiral Blackbar though.
Yeah,
I think that's your next parody.
Should
right
we
there.
Make a lot of we should make some blaxploitation movies of things that don't need to be blaxploitated,
like Star yeah. Wars.
Like Star Wars.
Okay, you're the second one that comes up under Silas Lie. So when you type in Silas L-I.
Nice.
Silas Lindenstein.
I'm the second?
Yeah. Because Silas Little Experimentation or Experimental Force comes up.
Silas Little?
Yeah, Silas Little Experimental.
Yeah.
I don't like those words going together.
Yep. That's right. He's part black.
Silas
from the
Little.
Waist down.
Yeah, but which yeah. part? So,
that explains my right
it.
Side.
That explains yes. it right. Okay, I don't even want to know how that show
Wow, that's kind of weird. It's long on the right, but short on the left.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's like the funhouse mirror of penises.
If somebody whips that out, you just put that thing away and take it home.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just freaky.
Oh, God.
Okay,
awesome.
I'm done. I'm out.
That's why I hurt my right quad.
Oh, okay.
It's my... All right. We need to... One day we're going to get an enjoy your burrito moment.
Yes.
That we'll say at the
you're
end.
Gonna,
you don't even know what I mean by
that.
You're
going to steal Nerdist shit? Is that
no, we need our own. Like,
you need your own catchphrase?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never,
could
I,
it just be catchphrase?
You said funny.
Yeah.
Catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
Although that's been taken as well. Have you guys seen the...
Thanks for giving me something taken.
Hey, not a problem. No, I was just watching it the other day. It was this trailer for the Oscar-winning movie this year. Somebody created a trailer of... a generic Oscar-winning movie.
Nice.
And it's, you know, the whole thing, the dialogue is saying something meaningful right now with one single tear falling down, listening intently. I mean, it's just, it's awesome. And the whole thing...
Holocaust.
Is centered Holocaust, around one of the characters is mentally disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the, you know, the guy's brother, and now he has to take care of him, and that's where the story is coming from. And so every time they show the guy playing the mentally disabled character, all he really ever says is, catchphrase!
You can sing, too. That's gonna come out tomorrow.
Oh, send all letters.
Oh, shit. Hilarious, I know, right?
Okay, we got something to close on.
So, yeah, you could catchphrase it, baby.
Cool.
All right.
Black and a half.
Black and a half? Black that was half. Our catchphrase.
There you go.
Fuck
yeah.
me. Black and a
wait
half.
Wait a minute. Your
black
catchphrase is fuck me?
Wow. Fuck me, black and a half.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck me, black and a half.
Fuck me, black and a half.
That's what we get. We get our guest each episode to say, we need to say, fuck me, black and a half. Fuck me, black and a half. Black
yes.
Half. Here, let me try and do it. My sexiest voice. Go. Ready? Here we go. Here it comes.
Fuck me black and a half!
Getting so many votes from that.
Yes!
Stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive.